This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Contract negotiations continue today between Denver Public Schools and the union representing bus drivers and office and cafeteria workers. The hourly workers want a 3% raise. The district is offering 2%. The union says some full-time employees qualify for Medicare and Medicaid due to low wages. But DPS says revenues are down and officials don't want to take more money from reserves. Both sides are meeting today with a federal mediator. Residents of Stapleton are closer to picking a new name. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
There are 9 finalists in the bid to rename Denver's Stapleton neighborhood. They include some related to a local park, community ideals, and several historical figures, including John Mosley, a Tuskegee Airman, and Helen Peterson, a Cheyenne Lakota activist. The names were cut down from a list of more than 300 suggestions. The neighborhood gets its name from a former Denver mayor who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Residents will pick their top 3 favorites before a final vote later this month. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has rescheduled Hamilton for 2022. The 6-week run at the Buell Theater will start in mid-February of 2022. This year's return of Hamilton to Denver was postponed because of COVID-19. The Denver Center says anyone with tickets to those shows will be emailed their rescheduled dates. 90 in Denver, 101 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.